and welcome back to another episode of Wage and Check. I am your host, Morgan Winchester. If you are a new listener, welcome to the podcast. If you are a returning listener, welcome back to the podcast. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter and let me know that you're listening. My at is Winnie the Morgan. And I would just love to say hello. And you can also like my Facebook page for Wage and Check as well, where I try to post every day about the podcast. You can also support the podcast by subscribing wherever you listen to Wage and Check. And you can also leave a good review, and that way more people can find out about me. If you are feeling generous, you can go to anchor.fm/Winnie the Morgan and you can sign up for monthly contributions. There are a couple options. They're all small, so nothing super crazy and no pressure, of course, but it is there if you want to. And yeah, your contributions would of course go to me and the podcast, so all appreciated. And let's just get right into this. So we have the song of the week is So She Goes by Geskel, I believe is how you pronounce the name. To be honest, I don't know. It's like the bedroom pop alternative sound. I say this every single week. I suck at explaining genres. I don't know anything about genres. I just know he makes the music on his own in his bedroom, and it's like an alternative type indie, whatever. Yeah. The guitar riff really gets me. It's just like, it's one of those songs that it's like, if I was laying in my bed and I had like my space projector on, that's how I feel when I listen to that song. It's very just like, wow, I feel like I'm in space right now. And yeah, he only has 3 songs out right now. The other 2 are really good as well, but So She Goes just really stuck out to me, and it really just gave me those butterflies type like goosebumps, you know what I mean? So very beautiful, beautiful. The music itself is beautiful, and then his vocals are really great as well. So yeah, I would really recommend if you go listen to So She Goes by Geskel. I think, I don't know how you, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it. Reminder though, if you have Spotify, you can look up Wage and Check. And you'll see I have a playlist where I put all of my Song of the Week recommendations in there. So yeah, that way there's a playlist where you can listen to all the songs that I recommend each week. And I always add the newest song to it. So yeah, so be sure to check out So She Goes by Geskel. Movie of the week, of course, I watched Shang-Chi. I mean, of course. Like, are you kidding me? I did not watch it opening night. It was freaking packed. So I watched it Saturday afternoon. It was still packed, but I was able to get a good seat because I hate watching movies in the front row. I did that when I went to go see, like, I think it was like Breaking Dawn or something with my mom and my sister. And we were in the front. Terrible. Never, ever, ever doing that again. So I had went to buy my ticket through the app on for Saturday, and I saw that it wasn't like sold out. So I was like, heck yes. So I got a good seat. And I went Saturday afternoon, and it was freaking amazing. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything because I know it's only been out for a week, not even a week yet. Literally like 5 days. So I'm not gonna spoil anything. I'm just gonna say go watch it and go watch it. It was, I mean, you guys know my opinion on Marvel movies. I talked about this when I had talked about Black Widow and when I talked about Suicide Squad. Marvel movies, I like them. They're entertaining, but they're not my favorite. Like, they're very entertaining, and I just, you guys know my opinion. I've talked about this twice before. But anyways, The jokes weren't forced. Everything felt very natural. Conversations felt really natural when, you know, he's talking about his past life and like his family abuse. It's a serious conversation. It's not like, oh yeah, my dad is abusive. like it was actually a serious conversation. It was like very human reactions and moments, and everything just felt real. Nothing felt fake. Nothing felt artificial. It was great. Even Awkwafina, even her just being like the gag character, the comedic relief character, even her, like, she wasn't over the top. Like, it wasn't like at inappropriate parts that she was making jokes. It wasn't like they were like, it was comedic moments that felt real. And it was like, oh my god, this is totally something that I would probably say to him if I was his friend too. So I don't know, I'm just really big on realism when it comes to like scripts and stuff like that. And it's just like I don't know, it's just, it's my personal preference. You can argue with me about it if you're like a diehard Marvel fan, but it's just how I enjoy movies in general, not just Marvel. But that's my opinion. The fight scenes, I just have to say, like, Asian martial arts are just so entertaining to watch. Like, I don't know, like, you can like sit there, like with Captain America and Thanos having like a tug of war, and like, yeah, it's cool, but it's like when you're watching like Asian martial arts, like Tai Chi and Kung Fu and all of those art, those martial arts styles that they were doing. I don't know every single one that they had in the movies, but like, it's just so fast and it's so entertaining. And it's just so like, it's not just a test of like who's bigger and who's stronger. It was like, who's more skilled at the end of the day. Shang-Chi could probably solo everybody. Maybe, I don't know about Black Widow. If he fought Black Widow, I don't know. That'd be a pretty close fight in my opinion. I won't lie. But anyways, but it's just so much more entertaining to watch in my opinion. And so the fight scenes, there was never a dull moment. There was never a moment where it was just like boring. Like, I was just always on the edge of my seat. And I guess it would be considered a twist, but like the twist before the final fight was pretty, you weren't expecting it, but it wasn't like, I didn't hate it. Like, it was like, oh, I didn't know this was gonna be like the thing, but then it was like, this is actually really freaking cool. So I loved the Chinese mythology and the Chinese folklore. I'm not Chinese myself, so I don't know about like how accurate any of those things were, but as an outsider, I really loved it. And even as someone just being Asian in general, it was just really great to see an Asian film that was that big, because we haven't had, what was the last Asian movie? Like Crazy Rich Asians, which was like in 2018 or something. So even just to see another movie with Asians, it was just like, what a great day to be Asian. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they also had a soundtrack came out. And I feel like Black Panther really changed the game when it came to movie soundtracks. Because when I think of movie soundtracks, I think of, like, my favorite soundtracks would be Twilight, of course. Oh my god, is it Stuck in Love? Yeah, Stuck in Love was an incredible movie soundtrack. Another really good movie soundtrack was that Halloween movie with Victoria Justice. What's her name? Yeah, Victoria Justice. It was a Halloween movie. It's called like Big something. Oh my god. It was a Halloween movie. But that was a really good movie soundtrack too. But like, those were all songs that were already out. They weren't made for the movie. The director chose those songs to fit the movie and they put them in a soundtrack. Like, a lot, unless it was a musical, people weren't making original songs for movie soundtracks. And if they were, they just didn't make as big of an impact as like Black Panther did. Especially because they had you know, Kendrick Lamar on it. Like, come on. And speaking of, The King is Back. Did you guys see that? Oh my God, The King is Back. Anyways, but yeah, so like, I feel like, sure, there were probably movies out there that were making original soundtracks, but I feel like Black Panther was just so impactful because it had really great artists on it. And so, yeah, it was just unforgettable, and I absolutely love, love, love the Black Panther soundtrack, and it was, every single song is a banger. But the Shang-Chi album, I had listened to the album before I watched the movie, so my opinion of the soundtrack after the movie definitely shot up the score. Really great people on there, like Ate Saweetie was on the track, you know, she's half Filipino, represent. Janae Aiko was on there, she's half Japanese. Rich Brian. So 88 Rising is a music production company, studio, whatever the correct terminology is, in America, I believe. Yeah, they're in America, right? Anyways, but they are, and I'm pretty sure this is accurate, but they're really the only, like, Asian-focused, like, Asian artist-focused music company studio in America. I believe that's correct. So 88 Rising, if you keep up with, like, the Asian artists in America, then you definitely know 88 Rising. They're not new to you. So for 88 Rising to be behind the album was just really great, and I loved that they were the ones who produced this album. So Rich Brian was a big part of the album. They had a few people on it as well who weren't Asian, like Rick Ross. But, I mean, it's Rick Ross. Like, come on. but for the most part, it was all Asians on the album. All the features were Asians. So that was awesome. And you heard, I think it was Baba Says. One of the songs was Baba Says. It's in Chinese. I don't know if they're speaking Mandarin or Cantonese or Taiwanese. I don't know which dialect that they were speaking, but I know that they were speaking Chinese. I know BB and Mark, who are K-pop idols, they were on a song together. And yeah, like really, really great artists. And it was just really awesome, especially that I listened to a few, especially like BB and Mark Twan. Because Mark is from GOT7, and then BB, she's a solo artist. And E, like, again, like Janae Aiko, Saweetie, you know, these are people that I love already, and to see them on this album, it was just like, even Zion T and DPR Live. Oh my God, DPR Live. Oh my God. But yeah, these like K-pop idols that I already love and adore, and K-pop soloists, and again, even Saweetie and Janae Aiko, who are huge, huge Western artists, and Rich Brian, Nikki. I had never heard Nikki before, but her features on this the few songs on the album were incredible. She's an amazing singer. I was like, I need to look this girl up. But and even, is it Earth Gang, I think is what they're called. I know they were on Dreamville with J. Cole. So it's just like really, really amazing artists that it was just like so refreshing to see them a part of this. And even 21 Savage was on a track, Warren Hugh, who I had not known who he was before. JJ Lin, I had not known him before, but I loved his song Lose Control. Anderson .Paak was on a song. Who else? A couple other people I had never heard. Audrey Nuna, I actually had just gotten to her like a couple weeks ago. So when I saw she was also on this album, I was like, oh my God, I just got into her. Even Simu Liu himself has a song on this album. So it's just like really, really, really great artists, and a few others that I didn't name because I don't know at the top of my head. But yeah, like it was such a great album. There were a couple songs that just weren't my cup of tea, just because, you know, I just not every, like, I'm not gonna like every single song that I hear in my entire life. But for the most part, it was amazing and so refreshing to hear. And I really liked that a few of the songs had like the Asian instruments, like the Chinese traditional instruments, which was really not cool to hear. And a few of them, like I said, one of the songs was in Chinese, and like some of the songs you hear the lyrics and it really relates to the Shang-Chi, the character, and the movie itself. So really great album. They did a really great job, and I recommend you listen to the album as well. I guess that could be album of the week. New segment. And so yeah, really great. I absolutely loved it. It's just so refreshing to see Asian representation, and it's like, I know, you know, to some people it might not be a big deal, but it's like when you see people that you identify with on a big movie franchise like Marvel, it's a big deal, because what you see is the standard. If you're only seeing movies of white people and you only see people winning Grammys that are white, and you're only seeing these TikTok people get famous and they are white, and you just don't see people that look like you who are also celebrities, it's just like, that's creating the standard. If you're not in, and not just race, but also sexual orientation, religion, body image, you know, if you're, when you're only seeing a certain type of person in media, that creates a standard, and then you feel inferior because you don't look like them. So it's so refreshing to see Asians in big movies like this, like Crazy Rich Asians, like Shang-Chi, like Raya and the Last Dragon, like, you know, like these big Asian movies that have come out in the last like 4 years. That's what, like three? Oh my god, that's so sad. But but it's just like, it's just so refreshing to see. And, you know, as a Filipino, we don't have a lot of Filipino movies. Like, Raya and the Last Dragon was a big deal to the Filipino community. And I know that the Chinese community, to see Shang-Chi was probably a huge, definitely a huge win for them. And so, yeah, it's just so important, because, and it's the same thing with, like, I know I watched this interview of Anthony Mackie, who plays the Falcon, and he said that, I don't remember, it was like a couple weeks ago I had watched this, but he said that there was this little boy who said that he wanted to start working out, because now that Captain America looks like him, you know, maybe he could help Anthony Mackie, or the Falcon, you know, being the new Captain America. He was like, I could be Captain America's new sidekick because he looks like me. And so it's just like, you know, you see these little kids who grow up, and when they see superheroes that look like them, then they feel like, wow, I could be a superhero because there's a superhero that looks like me. Or I could be a singer because there are singers that look like me. I could be a, you know, whatever the case may be. That's so refreshing, because what you see is on television and in media, that creates a standard. So if we're not seeing Asians in media, then it's just not, it's not good for the community and for, you know, kids that grow up and they think, oh, all I see is white people in Marvel, so, you know, what does that say about Asian people? And, you know, whatever the case may be, and whatever type of media it is, we need more Asian representation, and representation for all kinds of Asians, not just Chinese and Korean and Japanese. We need Asian representation for Indian people, Filipino people, Pakistani people, you know, even the darker Asians, not just Chinese, Korean, and Japan. And so Yeah, we definitely need more representation of all people of color, and not even just Asia, but also Africa and the Middle East, and just all people of all colors and races and sexual orientation and body sizes and, you know, whatever the case may be, because the standard right now is straight and white and yeah, so Shang-Chi is definitely a big win for the Asian community, and I just hope to see bit more diversity in films, and we're getting there. And it's sad that it's taken so long, but we're getting there. And I'm just really excited for more. And yeah, so moral of the story is go watch Shang-Chi. But I love Michelle Yeoh. She's literally one of my favorite people ever. And of course, when I went home that day, I ended up watching Crouching Tiger too. And I mean, it's just such an incredible movie. I love like Chinese movies though. Like the way that they like fly and they have like super jumps and they can like run on water. It's kind of funny to watch, but I love it. And it's so like cheesy, but I freaking love it. But Michelle Yeoh, she is just like, oh my God, she's auntie. So, and even like Tony, oh my gosh, what is his name? Tony, Leung, I think is how you say his name. I'm pretty sure this is the first like Western movie. I think he's only been in Chinese movies. So I believe this is his first like American, like Western film. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. So huge win for Tony. Even Munger, this is her first movie, period, like ever. So huge win for her. And Awkwafina, amazing. Steamy Liu, you know, just everybody, just so great to watch. And yeah, you just gotta check it out. I guess moving on. Highlights of the week, though. I did get more mushrooms were growing in my peacefully. I had plucked out the mushroom that I had talked about last week, and then three more started growing, so I just kind of like left them there, and then they kind of like shriveled up, so then I plucked them out and threw those away too. But very, very, very entertaining to see all the mushrooms growing in my peacefully. I also got two more plants when I was at Trader Joe's over the weekend. After I had watched Shang-Chi, I went to Trader Joe's and I got two plants. I got a Birds of Paradise, which because I got two, I was thinking, you know, what is two? You know, what comes in twos? And I immediately thought my one of my favorite couples in TV was Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus. So I named the Birds of Paradise Haruka. And then I also got a Calathea, I think is how you say it. A Calathea. And I named it Michiru. So I have Haruka and Michiru, of course. And so, yeah. So I got two new plants. And what else? I finished watching Kuroko's Basketball, which was a basketball anime. I could talk about that for a while, but it was really great. But I just think Haikyuu does a really good job of character development, and I think that's the biggest thing was the character development. And I could talk about that. That could be a whole nother episode. But I'm just going to say it was really great. I would give it like a 7. I definitely got very attached to a lot of the side characters. And also Kuroko. He's probably one of like the very few like main characters that I like were my favorite, because like my favorite character is always a side character, but when it comes to like Bleach and Kuroko, like they're definitely like some of my top favorite main characters. But anyways, but yeah, it was really good. But I think Haikyuu does a better job when it comes to character development, and just like I feel like they're just regular high school students, like, playing volleyball, versus Kuroko, they have, like, these superhuman abilities playing basketball. And I guess that's, like, the theme of it. Like, not everything has to be realistic, but it was just kind of, like, random, and it was always, like, I don't know. That's like a whole conversation, and I'm not going to take too much time watching it. But I did start watching Mob Psycho, though. I just watched the first episode today. So, yes. Mob Psycho has been on my watch list for so long, and I was like, once I finish Kuroko, I'm going to start Mob Psycho. So, pretty good first episode. I'm very intrigued. Can't wait to watch more of it. But, yeah. I hear a lot of really good things about Mob Psycho, and I see a lot of people would put it as, like, their number one. So, really, really, really excited to see how it goes. They're very short seasons, I believe. There's only 2 seasons, but they're both only 12 episodes. So, I'll probably finish it pretty quickly. So, very excited for how it's going to go. I'm still watching Bleach. I'm still watching Avatar. slowly but surely. I just hit episode 200 of Bleach, so I'm almost done with that. I only have a third of the show left, because I'm 2/3 of the way in, so I should be caught up by the time the last season comes out this winter. So, yeah, that's been my week, and a lot to talk about, but yeah, the main topic, I kind of already, like I had said when I was talking about Shang-Chi, Asian representation in the media, so important and so refreshing and so great to see on the big screen. I love it. I've had scenes in the mood for love with Tony Leung. And so I did look up other movies that he has been in, and I added a few to my watch list. So I'm definitely going to check out more of his movies, because I adore him. And he, In the Mood for Love, was just such a great movie. I saw that he's in a movie with Jet Li, and I was like, oh my god, Jet Li, my man. So yeah, gonna watch that. And yeah, it's going to be great. We're just going to watch a bunch of old Chinese movies. So very exciting. And I'll let you guys know. And so yeah, again, that was just my week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know, what are some really good Asian films out there? They could be foreign films, they could be American films. Let me know. I've just been in a mood to watch Asian films. And if there are any that are really up there, just send me a tweet, DM me on Instagram, and I'll see if I can watch it, and I'll let you know what my thoughts are. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, night, whenever you are listening to this. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening, and bye, everybody.